Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Today is going to be an interesting show, and it's because I have made an observation, and we're going to spend some time on this subject, but I've made an observation, some folks. I noticed something about race in this country, and the revelation is quite frankly shocking. Mixed breeding is destroying America. Yes, folks, the racist in this country, the pure blood Aryans, the black nationalists, etc., they have something to celebrate that I will share with you. That I'm telling you right now. And they can easily make the charge of there should be no mixing of the races. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, black man, have you lost it? Kevin, you're a conservative. You're a black dude, man. What are you talking about, bro? Just so we're clear, I hear you. What are you talking about? Kevin, the new America where people do not care about race is the America that Reverend King fought for. You know, content of, well, you know the thing. What could you possibly be saying, Kevin, about purity of race? I'm telling you, right now, if you stay with me in this program, I'm going to give you a lot of ammunition that makes you rethink the Aryan Nation and the new Black Panthers and the, you know, the Black Separatists and all these people that are on the fringes. It'll make you rethink it. And it came to me in a very strange way. And I ended up talking with Charles Love, who's the executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, our nonprofit for education. And Charles said he did a show about this. And I was thinking, he beat me to the punch. I'd already noticed it because I talk about it all the time. And you guys are wondering, Kevin, will you just get to it? I promise you it's worth it. It's worth the wait. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, we are about to delve into race in a way you probably haven't thought about. And here's how it came up. It came up because of Nicole Hannah Jones. Do you know who Nicole Hannah Jones is? Nicole Hannah Jones started the 1619 Project, and she started it with a tweet. Yeah, she back in 2019, she said it's been 400 years of oppression of black people, that America did not start in 1776. It started in 1619 when the first slaves arrived in America. Now, she's lying because the first slaves who arrived in America were of all colors. And they weren't slaves for the most part. We didn't even have the term. They were indentured servants. They had to work off their passage. And it was a common practice all over the world. But Nicole Hannah Jones wants Americans to feel bad about who we are. That's right. So I said, I want to do a deeper dive into Nicole. I'm not going to go into 1619 is a foolhardy discussion. America was founded in 1776. And if Nicole Hannah Jones can't look at enough black people of and other people of color who have succeeded in this country, the greatest country God ever created, then shame on her. She wins a Pulitzer Prize for her dribble and her nonsense declaring America to be a racist country. And you can wipe a Pulitzer Prize with your butt. Or wipe your butt with it. That's what I meant to say. Because it's worth less than toilet paper these days. It used to mean something. Not anymore. It's not about journalism. It's about wokeism. So, Hannah Nicole Jones, she gets a job at the University of North Carolina, spewing nonsense. She teaches race hatred. She teaches hatred of America by way of race. That's a better way to put it. So she gets a job at the University of North Carolina, and they have a position for her, and she wants tenure. And they don't get it. It becomes a controversy because she's the only one who doesn't get automatic tenure. And I understand her saying, well, look, all these white people got tenure before and they were teaching this class, a similar class, or, you know, something like it. Why don't I get automatic tenure? Well, maybe the policy's changed. I mean, there are many things that need to change in academia. Maybe that's it. Is it strictly because you're black, Nicole? Well, that's where the problem comes in. That's where we get into this whole thing I'm going to be discussing today. So here's the clip. Here's what she's saying. She talked to Gail on CBS and explained the situation.
Nicole Hannah-Jones, we welcome you to CBS this morning.
Thank you so much.
What have you decided to do? We just heard the vote was 9-4 offering you the tenure. What have you decided?
Well, I've decided to decline the offer of tenure. I will not be teaching on the faculty of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. It's a very difficult decision, not a decision I wanted to make. And instead, I'm going to be the inaugural night chair in race and journalism at Howard University.
So many things to unpack there. First, let's start with you declining the offer. The vote was 9-4, clearly in your favor. There are some people that could say, you said you wouldn't take the job without being offered tenure. They offered you the tenure, and you're still saying, thanks, but no.
Absolutely.
Because?
Well, because look what it took to get tenure. So this was a position that since the 1980s came with tenure. Mm-hmm. The night chairs are designed for professional journalists who have been working in the field to come into academia. And every other chair before me, who also happened to be white, received that position with tenure.
It had never been denied. No one had
never
been denied tenure before.
Exactly. And I went through the tenure process, and I received the unanimous approval of the faculty to be granted tenure. And so to be denied it and to only have that vote occur on the last possible day, at the last possible moment, after threat of legal action, after weeks of protest, after it became a national scandal, it's just not something that I want anymore.
Because there were two chances, it seems to me, they could have voted for tenure in November. Then you heard that the tenure offer was being pulled. Did anybody explain why it was being pulled?
No, Gail, to this day, neither the chancellor or the provost or anyone on the board of trustees has ever told me why my tenure was not taken up in November, why it was not taken up in January, and even the public statements about needing more information about my credentials, they voted without ever asking me or receiving any additional information than what they had in November.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So the next black person that applies to a job for the University of North Carolina or anywhere else, do you think it's going to be easier or harder? Because, see, what Nicole Hannah-Jones did was she said, I'm going to slap you in the face so you may be publicly embarrassed. So the next time a black person's up for consideration, do you think that the university's going to say, maybe we don't want to be looking at too many black folks right now because we could get embarrassed? There's a lot more to discuss, folks. The bigger issue that I've been teasing will be up here in just a bit. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I've got this novel idea that segregation might be good for America, and I want to bounce it off of you because I'm going to give you a lot of evidence today that speaks the truth to this subject, okay? So we're talking about Nicole Hannah Jones, the woman who started the notion of the 1619 Project, 400 years of black oppression in America. A now tenured professor at Howard University after she declined tenure at the University of North Carolina because she was upset that they didn't just give it to her. She's won a Pulitzer Prize over this drivel of 1619. She considers herself a journalist when she's not. And she's being rewarded as if, I mean, the world is her oyster. It's amazing what she's getting. And while she's getting all the accolades and the best prize she could get, the Pulitzer, she's still complaining about this country. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where we lay it out. It's the truth. And I'm gonna make a case for segregation, for keeping the races separate, you know, like the Democrats wanted in the 1960s. Because people like Nicole Hannah Jones have offered nothing but trouble. And you say, Kevin, what are you talking? How is she a troublemaker? Well, I just told you, she believes America's racist, and she has the background because she's black, right? Well, let me just give you a little bit of information on Nicole Hannah Jones. She was born in Waterloo, Iowa, to father Milton Hannah, who is black, and mother Cheryl A. Novotny, who is white and of Czech and English descent. Hannah Jones is the second of three girls. In 1947, Hannah Jones' father, at the age of two, along with his mother and older brother, left Greenwood, Mississippi, in the Mississippi Delta region, headed north by train to Iowa, as did many black families, determined to avoid a life of picking cotton in the feudal society that was the Mississippi Delta. Hannah Jones and her sister attended almost all white schools as part of a voluntary desegregation busing. She attended Waterloo West High School, where she wrote for the high school newspaper and graduated in 1994. So far, you can really see the black condition of Nicole Hannah Jones, I'm sure. After high school, Hannah Jones attended the University of Notre Dame, where she earned a Bachelor's of Art in History and African American Studies in 1998. She graduated from the University of North Carolina Hussman School of Journalism and Media with a master's degree in 2003, where she was a Roy H. Park Fellow. Well, why wouldn't she be? Because by this point, she's completely radicalized. She's woke. She's shown academia everything that she can be, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what I want you to understand about Hannah Jones. I said it early on. Her father was black and her mother was white. But yet, Hannah Jones is all about her blackness. That's what she preaches. White bad, black good. Father good, mother must be bad. Her mother, white, Cheryl Novotny, of Czech and English descent, must be looking at her daughter and saying, what part of you am I responsible for? This woman has been trained to dismiss her whiteness and just say, you know what? I'm going to focus on my sisterhood. Look, I get it. I got half biracial kids. I completely understand. Talk to my son. He'll tell you, yeah, Dad. He goes, I'm white when I want to be white. I'm black when I want to be black. He goes, I'm black and white. I don't care. I'm with the white kids. I'll act, you know, I'll be white. He doesn't put on. But his thing is, I don't care. You know, if you want to do they make jokes about each other. They do the whole deal. He is the most non-PC kid on the planet. Racial joke. We have to back him off of racial jokes. He doesn't care. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And let me tell you, he's not going to grow up and become radicalized and become down with black people because Dad isn't black enough. Here's the irony in our family. Melissa knows more rap music. She knows more black cultural things that to me are meaningless than I know. She knows the lyrics. She knows who's the best rapper who won the Grammy. I mean, she knows all that crap. She keeps up with black pop culture to a degree that you would think, I mean, she's all white woman. Don't misunderstand me. She knows her white culture too. She understands it. But she grew up in a time where, you know, she listened to rap. You know, it was no big deal for people to date black or white or whatever. I was on the cusp. I'm a bit older than she. So anyway, Nicole Hannah Jones has completely decried her whiteness. She's all in about black. And let me put it this way. Listen to Nicole Hannah Jones. You would think she had no white blood in her. If you're going to be guilty, then shouldn't you be half guilty about your family? But see, the thing about it is this. Nicole Hannah Jones, ironically, is only one of the people. And I want to just talk to you about the cataclysmic movements that have occurred. 1619, Black Lives Matter, and all these other things. These people that have come down with the cause. Who are the most popular names, the biggest names? This, what I'm telling you, I've already given it away, by the way. I'm not going to say it till later, but I've given it away. It is a shocker. Holy mother of Rachel Dolezal, I'm going to blow your mind. So Hannah's got two other sisters. Do you think they're as radical as she is? I don't have the answer, by the way. But I'm going to bet you they're not. I'm going to bet you they got degrees and other stuff. They went off and married white guys or whatever, and that's the end of that. Her name is Hannah, Nicole Hannah. She married a Jones and hyphenated her name. And so that I'm just saying, she went the black direction. I don't know what her sisters did, but I'm going to bet you they're not radicals. Now, here's what you're going to learn, because I'm going to dissect a bunch of these people that are in the movement, and it will blow your mind how they become radicalized. So, I'm debating, do I even want to start covering the next one? Because there's so much more richness to Nicole Hannah Jones, who wants America to believe that 400 years of oppression have led to her becoming a tenured professor, turning down a tenure at the University of North Carolina, a tenured position, and accepting one at Howard. And now what's she going to do? She's going to go spew more racial hatred to a whole new flock of kids, mostly black kids now. I say to the University of North Carolina, congratulations. Nicole Hannah Jones did more to hurt the black condition than she did to help it. And she doesn't care, probably doesn't even realize it, but I explained it earlier. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue teams at the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida are preparing for a third weekend of recovery work. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying time is of the essence.
This recovery is moving forward with great urgency as we work 24 hours a day on the pile to recover victims and bring closure to all of the families still waiting. We want to bring them news as quickly as we possibly can.
The mayor saying the death toll is now at 78. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss the uptick in ransomware attacks in the United States. The White House saying Biden underscored the need for Russia to take action to disrupt ransomware groups. Biden saying the United States will take any necessary action. This is USA Radio News. The teaching of critical race theory in schools has been under scrutiny, the Department of Education approving plans for some states to use COVID relief money to promote programs that teach these new concepts in schools. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, appearing on Fox News, explains why he thinks the theories taught by the program are problematic.
Critical race theory doesn't celebrate diversity. It weaponizes it. That's bad for America, and it doesn't help heal the wounds that need to be healed.
The Defense Department is looking for places it can send thousands of Afghans who worked as translators for U.S. forces.
We're very actively looking for places that we can get them to and transportation to get them there and to sustain them as they complete the process. There's a lot of energy being applied on this. And you heard the president say just yesterday that we're going to be able to start moving some of them out of the country within the next couple of weeks or so.
That's Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have a serious problem in America, a racial problem. And where it comes from is going to shock you. It is not Aryan Nation, neo-Nazis, white boys who want to preserve the purity of their race. It is not new Black Panthers and other ethnocentric blacks, blacks who believe that we should be separate but equal and have our own country, etc. No, it is the mixed race kids that are born and decide that they're so confused they don't know what they want to be that they go out and they're doing damage to this country. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. It is shocking to me how many of these mixed race idiots are the leaders of groups. Nicole Hannah Jones, who started the 1619 movement, born in Waterloo, Iowa, to a father by the name of Milton Hanna, a black guy, mother Cheryl Novotny, a white woman of Czech and English descent. Two of three girls, she's the middle child, yeah, apparently didn't get enough attention, and she started the 1619 Project on a tweet. But you know what it was really about? It was about getting money. It was about milking the system. She was radicalized at an early age because of her parents. I want you to understand, this is a parent's problem. These are people born, they lived in Greenwood, Mississippi, an interracial couple. Back in the 1940s, Hannah Jones' father, they left Greenwood, Mississippi, the Mississippi Delta region, and then they moved to Iowa. The family didn't want to be cotton pickers, so they moved to Iowa, and probably were dealing with a lot of racial resentment. By the time he was 2 years old in 1947, so he was born in 1945. So he saw a lot of the racial strife, the interracial, the problems with interracial dating, interracial marriage. Moves to Iowa, marries a white woman, has his kids, and still has that sticking in his craw. They're the reason. Instead of, look, you know, here's what's interesting. These parents that have watched the evolution of the white, the interracial couple become nothing, a non sequitur, something that people don't even, they don't even pay attention to, but they radicalize their kids. Why? Because they're stuck on stupid. They're stuck in that time, that thing that got them. Think about it this way. If you were traumatized by something, and I'm not blaming them, by the way. If you were traumatized by something early in life and you were made to feel really bad about it, I mean, and it stuck with you, you're going to pass that on to your kids. I watched it happen with a guy. His name is Mr. Bryant. My older brother married Mary Bryant. And Mr. Bryant was a very light-skinned black guy. And he married one of the darkest women he could find. Mrs. Bryant was his wife. She was very dark. And this almost white man with fair hair, half white, half black, but could easily have passed as white. He wanted to make sure people knew he was black. He radicalized his kids to the point where his oldest daughter is now a Muslim. She cannot stand white folks. The kid that was my age, he's the youngest. When we hadn't seen each other in years, I met up with him at a CPAC, and the first thing he told me was my wife was like, "Why are you going up to see that guy? We were childhood buddies." And she said, "Why are you going up to see that guy?" You know, me being a conservative black guy. So all I can tell you is he got himself a radical black chick. So these people want to disavow their whole existence. So here's the next one we're going to profile. We already talked about Nicole Hannah-Jones. Here's the next one, the founder of the Los Angeles group of Black Lives Matter, one of the first groups to form. She considers herself a founder. Her name is Melina Rachel Riemann. Now, you don't know her by that name because she goes by Abdullah. She married a dude named Abdullah, and she kept his name. Melina Abdullah is now her name. But she was born Melina Rachel Riemann, R-E-I-M-A-N-N. Born in East Oakland, California, her father was John Riemann, a union organizer and self-proclaimed Trotskyist, a white guy. Her mother was Linda Fowler Blackston, and she was raised by O.G. Baba Blackston. Her paternal grandfather was Gunther Riemann, born Hans Steinicki, a German-Jewish Marxist economist, member of the Communist Party of Germany who opposed Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. I'm not going to be mad at him because they want to stick a communist title on him. He opposed Hitler and the Third Reich. But here's my point. Melina Rachel Riemann, one of the founders, if you will, of Black Lives Matter, the L.A. group, is a half-white, half-black person. She graduated from Howard University, get this, where she earned her Bachelor's of Arts degree in, anybody want to guess? African American Studies. She then earned a master's and a doctorate in political science from the University of Southern California. Changed her surname, as I mentioned earlier, due to marriage to filmmaker Phelan Abdullah and kept the name after their divorce. So I want to give you this. The two most radical black groups in the country, 1619 and BLM, founded by half-white, half-black chicks who both have degrees in African-American studies, and then they go on to get their PhDs or whatever in political science or some other, you know, I'm not saying poli-sci nonsense, but mostly nonsense degrees. And then they radicalize. Then they want to go teach. They want to put critical race theory as the thing because their parents live such a rough life. I'm not attracted to either one of these women, but they're not bad looking women. Most of America knows what I'm about to say. Most of these mixed race kids are pretty good looking. If you got an ugly mixed race kid, y'all are probably two ugly people. Because mixed race kids tend to be pretty nice looking kids. From a genetics point of view, that's who you want. You want races of kids where you take the dominant traits and the recessive traits, and the dominant traits, typically the better traits, will find their way to the top. And so you get the Halle Berrys of the world. Alicia Keys, don't get me started. Here's the problem. All of them have identity crisis. If you think Melina Rachel Riemann or Riemann, born of her father, they call him a union organizer and self-proclaimed Trotskyist, and her mother, Fowler Blackston, if you believe that this woman didn't grow up with the issues related to her parents' race problems, you'd be completely wrong. That is the major deal with these kids. The parents have
your mother and I couldn't even eat at the same place. You know, we couldn't even stay at the same place. I got beat up for this or that. And you can sympathize. You go, wow, that's terrible that the Democrats were doing that to you guys.
It's awful that the Democrats were that bad. But they seem to forget that. They want to, and then the muscle memory of it, and this is what always gets me. You couldn't date, you couldn't hold hands in public, you couldn't, I mean, all the things you couldn't do. And now you watch this country evolve into something that what you went through, nobody's going to go through, and these people are still living on this muscle memory. And that is exactly what happened. Two radical groups, two radical half-white leaders. Let me ask you this. Where are the full black people that want to make this an issue? Where are they? You got more white folks and black folks doing nothing while all these radical groups are being formed by mulattoes, what we call in the black community swirls. There's a bunch of them, too. I've been challenging people. I'm laughing because you go look and you'll see what I'm talking about. I've been challenging people to go look at John Conyers, former congressman. Go look at some of these black people that are claiming to be black. You'll find out they're more white than they are black. And I said this about Benjamin Jealous. Benjamin Jealous. You haven't heard that name in a while. Benjamin Jealous used to be the leader of the national leader of the NAACP. If you think Dolezal got away with some stuff, wait till I tell you about Jealous. Who else we got? Colin Kaepernick. I mentioned Alicia Keys. Who else? There's a bunch of these people that their stories need to be told because you're thinking, wow, these black people have really been through a lot. I got to take a break, but I dare you to go look at Nicole Hannah-Jones or Melinda or whatever her name is, L.A. Ryman, Melina Ryman, and tell me they don't have the world on a string.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I am arguing to keep white women away from black men and black women away from white men, particularly the first one. Because what they do when they get together, they create these beautiful babies that have it all, but who are twisted in the head about what they want to be. Their parents aren't strong enough to tell them, be who you are. Don't worry about your color. Get judged by the content of your, you know, the thing, versus the color of your skin. But they don't do it. They don't know what to be. So they you know, there's the old saying, if you don't know what you want to be, somebody else will be it for you. Well, that's what's happened. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844- 651-8255. We profile two people. We profile Nicole Hannah Jones, who started the 1619 movement, a half black, half white chick who studied what? African American studies. We profile Malina Ryman, a.k.a. Malina Abdullah, who started Black Lives Matter in L.A., half black, half white chick. And what did she study in college? African-American studies. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't want to claim the whiteness of her because she wants to claim that that part is the oppressor, but she readily accepts the black part. But she only accepts the good part, the part that she deems good, the being oppressed. She doesn't accept the part of black people killing other people in droves, particularly other black people being lazy, black people pretending that they need help with everything and all that. She only accepts what she deems good, and she spits out poison every single day. These women are accomplished, and they're accomplished based on racism. Pulitzer Prize winners, tenured professors, and so on and so forth, making millions of dollars, speaking everywhere. They have the world on a string. They are not ugly women. They're ugly in character, but they're not ugly physically. But they get it all, and they complain about this country. Couldn't be a fraction as successful any other country in the world, but they will complain about this one. Why? Because they're doing it on behalf of their brothers and sisters out there. Their black brothers and sisters, not their white brothers and sisters. How would you like to spend Thanksgiving at any of these girls' family meetings, their family gatherings? Holy cow, you know it is nothing but the oppression and this, that, and the other. Or they don't live their lives. It's only oppression when they got to get in front of the camera. Go look at them, see what I'm talking about. These are not bad-looking women. But I mentioned there's another guy, another mulatto, half-black. In his case, he ain't even half-black. You'll get it. Here's the way they describe Ben Jealous. An American civil rights leader and social impact investor, served as president and CEO of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People from 2008 to 2013. When he was elected to head the NAACP at the age of 35, he was the organization's youngest ever national leader. They described him in 2013 as one of the nation's most prominent civil rights leaders. Now, here's what's interesting about Ben Jealous. So he grew up on the Monterey Peninsula. His mother's name was Ann Todd. She's biracial. She worked as a psychotherapist and had grown up in Baltimore. She had participated there in the desegregation of Western High School. So she was already got her share of problems because of her biracial nature. Author of some other stuff, you know, whites sharing grief about racism. His father, Ben Jealous's father's name is Fred Jealous, who is white, descended from settlers of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, related to businessman Joseph B. Sargent, and directly in line to inherit the fortune from the Sargent and Company business. Ben Jealous is three quarters white and one quarter black. And he was the head of the NAACP. And he's a rich dude. So they went on to talk about, they founded the Breakthrough Men's Community and participated in Baltimore sit-ins to desegregate lunch counters. His parents met in Baltimore in 1966. The time they did, they couldn't openly date in public. When they went to the movies, they took separate paths to adjacent seats to hide their relationship. And as an interracial couple, they were prohibited by state law from marrying in Maryland before 1967. They married in D.C., returned to live in Baltimore for a time before moving to California in the early 1970s. Again, Ben Jealous, his parents were so embarrassed. I mean, lived in a time where they couldn't, you know, showcase their relationship, and they essentially pushed that onto their one quarter white son, who grows up and goes on to lead the blackest organization on the planet. Three quarters white. Jealous's father, they say, was best friends with Dave Chappelle's father, William Dave Chappelle III. And as a result, Jealous has been friends with Dave Chappelle since childhood, and the two are god brothers. He got his Bachelor's of Art in Political Science from Columbia, and as a Rhodes Scholar, he later earned his Master's of Science in Comparative Social Research from St. Anthony's College in Oxford. So a white boy done good is what he is, because he's 25% black and 75% white. I don't know how y'all figure it, but he's more white than he is black. By the way, that's the same percentage that Dwight Eisenhower was when he was president of the United States. He's 25% black, and people don't even know it. Had a black grandma. So when you look at Jealous, and you look at Melina Ryman Abdullah and Nicole Hannah Jones, and you ask yourself, what's the common thread? The common thread is their parents. These white-black relationships that skew the lines. But let me ask you, fast forward 30 years. Are you going to be able to say that? Well, my parents couldn't even date publicly. They couldn't even do this. They couldn't kiss. They couldn't hold hands. They had to sneak into the theater and do that. None of that's going to happen. So what's going to be your grievance then? See, what these guys are doing is they're creating a grievance industry that doesn't even need to exist. It shouldn't exist. Those days are gone. Those parents, in reliving those things, what the parents should be saying is, boy, I tell you, you guys have it so much easier than we had it. There were laws against us even dating, marrying and stuff. People would give us the you know, which, by the way, black women will give white women the, ooh, yeah, I can be hanging out with my white friend girls, going somewhere to, and it happened to me. I was at some event, I don't remember where. I was with a friend of mine. Suzanne, we were just going to get lunch or dinner, I don't remember which. And she asked me, do you want to go? Because we, you know, we didn't have any plans with anybody else. I said, sure, let's go together. And we went, and we were waiting, and two black chicks, if they could have had guns, they would have shot us. It was horrible. But no, there are black people are very, oh yeah, yeah, we can't be racist, whatever, it's all nonsense. Everything I'm telling you about is abject racism of black folks against white folks. All these black people that are as much white as they are black, in the case of Ben Jealous, even worse, he's three quarters white, and they can't stand their white side, or so they say. How do you reconcile that with a parent who's white? I'm just curious. How do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile your absolute racism? I'm so sick of it, that's why I wanted to talk about it. Oh, you want another one? You need another one? I'll give you another one. So, you guys remember Jeffrey Sean King, right? The dude who claimed he was black. He was born and raised in Versailles, Kentucky. And although his birth certificate name's Jeffrey Wayne King is his father, King said that in 2015 his mother told him that his actual biological father is a light-skinned black man. Now, who is King's mother? A white woman. Naomi K. Fleming King. She raised Sean King and his brother as a single parent. The white woman stuck around. And what does this kid grow up to do? Be anti-white, anti-cop, anti-America, pro-black. Why? You know why. He's got an identity crisis. All of these kids. Kaepernick. Do I need to bring up Kaepernick? Half black, half Italian. Who does he aspire to be? The black dude. Not the Italian. They have an identity crisis. All of them doing well. All of them have the world on a string. They just have to be who they are, and they can't handle it. Why? Because they're leftists. They need some crutch to get ahead. They can't do it on their own. Kaepernick kneeled for police brutality. That is the biggest lie on the planet. Kaepernick kneeled for one reason and one reason only. He couldn't get his contract. That was his problem. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.